Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radios. And with us this week, we have Gamba's Gone.
Greetings, programs.
We have Frustrated Fury.
What's up?
We have the Wombat 2.
Hi.
And we have Killer Wolverine.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
How. But anyway, we have some pre-Marvel conversation to do this week. Because we're going to take you for a ride on this podcast. That's right, bitches. So the first ride is a little slow, and it takes a while to get to its destination, but it's time for Gamma's Con's Fondling.
Actually, this is going to be a quickie this week.
Well, that's what you said last week, and it was like 20 minutes.
That's what she said, too.
Yeah, oh.
She was like, yell it on my baby.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Let me see here. I played two games this week. One game was Marvel vs. Capcom 2, for obvious reasons.
Because you didn't have three?
Yeah.
That's the obvious reason.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is probably in my top three games I'm most looking forward to this year. So it's pretty big deal. The other game that I played this week was Final Fantasy 13. Final Fantasy!
Wow.
Is it still a traitor?
Yes.
You're playing it on PS3, right? You bought it on PS3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. The superior version.
The pure version.
Because you don't have to switch out discs.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I started a game of it, and I'm keeping an open mind about the game now. Whereas before, I think I was basically comparing it and contrasting it with other Final Fantasy games, and on a technical level, on a production level, it's one of the best games ever made on a production level.
It's a bold statement, sir.
Yeah, it truly is. Because I was just watching it, and I'm just like, holy crap, there's so much work that went into this, and you know, on a production level, Final Fantasy 13 is the highest you can get, pretty much, currently. Battle system, I do really enjoy the battle system. It starts out simple, becomes incredibly deep with the Paragon system. So, I'm enjoying that. Characters, story, when I first started playing Final Fantasy 13, when it was first released, the characters in the story quickly got on my nerves. I'm playing it at a slower pace now.
Are you playing it at a medium pace?
Mm-hmm. And
thank you, Adam Sandler.
You're welcome. I was hoping that reference wouldn't get lost.
And there's a strategy. Not strategy, but there's this glossary that you can actually look up terms and read about terms and history of the the world of Final Fantasy 13, and the terms become available as you play the game. The whole glossary isn't, you know, full from the get-go, so that's good. You can read at your own pace. So, and the terms have pretty short definitions and descriptions. I'm allowing myself. I'm approaching it differently. I'm allowing myself to slowly, I guess, seep into the world of this game. Whereas before, I was just like, yeah, the Lucille, the Fossil, these people talking, yeah, whatever. But I'm enjoying it a little bit more this time. I do find the character of Hope, the little boy, still to be just as annoying as he was the first time that I was playing the game. However, I have heard that he becomes a much better character as you progress through the game. So, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to getting further and playing the areas that I never got to play through. And I'm looking forward to getting to the areas in, the area in Final Fantasy 13 where it actually opens up and is not as linear, which the linear aspect of the game, I'm not allowing it to become as much of a problem to me as I did the first time I played it. I'm playing this game with a completely open mind, and I'm basically thinking that the game is more, instead of less options, it's more, how should I say, streamlined. And another game that did the streamlined route very well, of course, was Mass Effect 2, in terms of its dramatic gameplay differences between that and its original one. So I'm trying to think of Final Fantasy 13 as a much more streamlined Final Fantasy. And so far it's working, and like I said, the battle system is freaking awesome. I'll still stand by that the battle system and the production value of the game is top-notch. So I'll be playing more of that, and of course I'll be playing more, well, not more, but I'm thinking about saying, I might say goodbye to Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but then of course you can't truly say goodbye to a game. But it'll be a while before I play Marvel vs. Capcom 2 again, obviously, because Marvel vs. Capcom 3 it will be out this week. And I was also thinking about picking up Tactics Ogre for PSP.
PSP.
But I don't know if I'm going to get it or not, but I might. I'm looking into it.
I'm going to take you for a ride. Do-do-do-do.
Yep, there you go.
All right, so there's your future and your fondling, and it only took 10 minutes. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yep. But we're going to move on to Frustrated Fury.
All right, well, I have been playing a lot, actually. As you can tell from the website that I've wrote pretty much every friggin' review this went up this week.
Oh, wow, really now?
Yeah. Go take a look.
Yeah, let's stop the show and let's go take a look.
I'm looking right now. But anyway, since it will help me out in showing what I played, I played Stacking for the Xbox Live Arcade. It's the new Tim Schafer game. I don't necessarily think Tim Schafer had anything to do with it. I think it was just his Double Fine Studios. It's neat. It's like watching an old 1920s silent film or something like that. And you play as a little stacking doll. I don't know the technical name for them, the Russian name for them.
Russian stacking dolls?
Yeah, but there's an actual name.
Yeah, there's a Russian name. I don't remember what it is now.
But, yeah, you play as a little one, just like the youngest one, and he's the smallest of the whole family. And his brothers and sisters get kidnapped and forced to work in, like, coal mines and stuff like that. Kind of like, you know, the whole Industrial Revolution when they had child labor. And so he is tasked to go rescue them. And, go ahead.
It's called a Matryoshka.
Matryoshka, thank you. He has the ability to jump into other people or other little dolls walking around. And each doll has its own little unique ability. And some of those can be, you know, farting.
What?
And some of those could be, yeah. And some of those could just be like, you know, some of them really, they're just there for fun. One of them, you can jump into like this really big boxer guy and just like uppercut guys when you're walking around. And it's almost like a virtual playground kind of thing where you can go and just, you know, just mess around. There are objectives, obviously, and everything's pretty much a puzzle. Like, you got to figure out which doll you need to use in order to do something. So, like, there's this part where there's like a really hoity-toity little party going on, and you're not allowed in. So you have different ways of getting the party dispersed. And one of those is by jumping into a guy who can fart, and you fart into the air vents, and it gets into the party, and everybody's like, Jesus Christ, it smells like crap in here. Well, they don't say that, but they're like, oh, they sound like Sims, and they talk, but and they all run out. That's one way of doing it. Another way is like jumping into like a hobo-looking guy and then like sneaking around the guard and getting in. They're like, what's this hobo doing here? And everybody needs to leave. It's really cool. I actually did enjoy it. The only problem is, once you're done with it, there's no need to go back. There's no real incentive to go back. But, I mean, I really don't know how they could have continued unless they could do like DLC. But, I mean, you finish the story, you know. Did you have like a long lost brother you didn't know got kidnapped or something like that? But I don't know. It was enjoyable. I got probably about 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours out of it. So yeah, I'd say it's definitely worth it. It was fun the time I was playing it. also played a lot more Mark Lung, Revenge of the Bitch. Which actually I didn't know. I mean, like, nobody had ever heard of it, obviously. But people were interested in it whenever I started talking about it and stuff like that, because it looks stupid, and it is stupid, but it's hilarious. It's actually a really competent RPG, and it's actually really fun. But as you can tell by looking at it, I mean, one guy and two other people help make the game. So there's obviously going to be some glitches, and there's obviously going to be not the best graphics in the world. And they kind of poke fun at that, you know. It's kind of like a self-aware game. And I really did enjoy it, and I think it was great. But, I technically didn't finish it. I mean, it's a very, very long game. I think I am going to finish it. That's one of those games I do want to go back and finish, because, you know, the FMV movies that play during the cutscenes are hilarious, and they literally make me laugh. So, I played Mark Lung. I played a little bit more Hyper Dimension Neptunia. That game is horrible. The only, like I said in the review, the only good thing about it is the battle system. And the battle system does not make up for how boring that game is. It's just, they talk about nonsense stuff, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the story, and I really don't know what the hell's going on in the story. It made no sense to me. I put in like 15 hours in that game, and I still couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. And I don't really think there was a point to the game. I think it was just do missions. But, yeah. But the other game that Gus made that's coming out next month that I've been playing is actually really good. And that is Artanelico Kyoga. Kyoga. Something like that. It's Artanelico 3, basically. I don't know why they just don't give them numbers here. Because it's Artanelico 3 in Japan, but... it's actually really good. It plays a lot like Tales of Vesperia or Star Ocean, where you can move around the battlefield and you can attack and you can change characters and stuff like that. But it has a really, really weird premise. I mean, it is so weird. Like, so you, you have guys who physically attack with swords and stuff like that, but you also have a Ravatel is what it's called. It is basically a girl who sings during battle, and when she sings, there's like a little note chart down at the bottom of the screen, and as you attack, if you attack in succession with the beats that she's singing to, your attack power increases.
It's like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, kinda.
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, but it, and so every time you do that, she increases her magic power, so nobody can use magic except for the singers. And it's actually really cool the way they do it, because whenever you do want to use magic, you have to hold one of the like L1 or R2 or something like that, and then shake the controller for the 6-axis. And when you shake it, that's when she releases her magic. The weird part about it is every time she uses magic, she has to quote unquote become one with the earth. And the only way she could become one with the earth is if she takes off her clothes.
Well, didn't you know that was the standard way to become one with the earth?
Yes, and in Japan, yes.
Is to get nude.
Yeah. And so every time she uses magic, she gets a little bit more naked. And the more naked she gets, the more powerful she becomes.
Well, yeah, that's the circle of life, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's like this whole thing, like when you're not even in battle, like when you go into a town, you can do these things called dives, which is basically you go inside the mind of the girls that sing, and you get to, like, it's kind of like you get to know them better, but you also unlock better abilities and stuff like that. And those, like, the whole diving into girls is very weird, because most of these girls have like these fucked up, like, consciences. Where, like, you're just, like they're constantly being tortured, or they live in, like, this weird fantasy world, but there's, like, monsters everywhere. It's so weird, but it's cool. That's the thing about it. That's the thing about Neptunia that is different with Artanelico. Artanelico actually has a decent story. I mean, yeah, it's like a, you know, a Japanese anime kind of feel to it, but it keeps you going. With Neptunia, you just didn't care. You were just like, let me get to the next battle, kind of thing. But in this one, I'm actually taking the time, I'm reading the story, and it has a lot of good voice acting in it. I enjoy it. It keeps me going. And I've already put probably about 8 hours into it, maybe 9. The game's actually really good. And it's made by the same people, Gust. That's what I don't understand. Why did Gust release this piece of crap game and then release a very good RPG? Can't figure it out in a month span between each other.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you say that several companies were involved in the making of Neptunia?
Yeah, a lot of developers did help develop the Neptunia, and I don't understand why. It just didn't really have that good of production value, while this game really does, and I enjoy it. I mean, obviously, I mean, the game's not coming out for another month. I might actually beat this game. That's how good it is. You know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot for me to actually want to sit down and finish an RPG, particularly a JRPG. And yeah. This is actually really enjoyable. And I'm going to write my review. You know, it comes out the 15th of March. So,
the Ides of March.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Other than that, I played a crap ton of Street Fighter 4, or Super Street Fighter 4, rather. I wanted to kind of try to practice with my fight stick, and then I realized that one of the buttons is stuck, and I tried taking it apart so I could get the button unstuck, and it's still stuck. So, looks like I'm using a pad.
Hmm.
Yeah. But I was doing pretty good. I'm still trying to learn Cody, and you know, I still play with L4FA every once in a while. But I'm doing actually pretty good with Cody, and I'm really enjoying him. There's a move that they don't even have in the manual or anything like that. I found it online, and it's if you get knocked down and you're like laying.
Makes you get up again, and they're never going to keep you down.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's kind of like that, except when you get up again, you throw dirt in their faces.
Sweet.
So it's actually a really cool move. It's called the bad spray.
That would have made for a much better song, actually.
I throw dirt in their faces.
Right. I get knocked down, but I get up again, and then I throw dirt in their faces.
That's awesome. We you know what? We should patent that. Me and you will record it together.
I'd rather not remind the world any more than I already have about Chumbawamba.
But yeah, a lot of Street Fighter. I saw Ken online playing the game that will not be mentioned until later, and I was pissed. And I told him he needs to come on Street Fighter so I can kick his ass, and he'll get a preview of what's going to happen when I get the game. And he's not saying anything.
I'm sorry, we're having like ghost things happening in the house. It's weird.
What? You're having ghost things?
I'm telling you.
Damn.
How do you have ghosts in your house?
Yeah, you know, it happens from time to time.
It's not like a former owner was murdered there.
Oh no, right? The ghost got him.
Sorry. I'm okay now.
Call Venkman, Jesus.
I'm gonna call Pete Venkman.
But anyway, yeah, Street Fighter, that's all I've played pretty much. I played a crap ton of it. But as far as future goes, I will play a lot more of the RPG, Artanelico. And I'm gonna play I'm gonna start up the Steam game that I gotta review. It's Doc Clock. And the crunchy something. It's a puzzle game, much like Braid. But I'll be playing it, and I will be playing probably at least 50 hours of Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Just 50?
In the first week, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I will move on to Killer Wolverine.
Hey. I didn't play much, like usual. Played a little bit of You Don't Know Jack.
You don't know shit.
Which, I've never played any kind of that game before. But, nice little trivia game that can be really hard. And I found that I'm not really good when it comes to trivia besides movies and, TV shows. So I didn't do too well. But it was fun. It's fun. Kind of throws you through a loop for a couple of the questions. So, thinks it's a question about one thing, but it's really not. But it was fun. Played the Fight Night demo, which, you know, it's Fight Night, so I don't really know what else to say about that.
You punch
a dude in the face, and you know, that's about it. I played a little bit of the game, I guess, as Drew said, that shall not be mentioned until Ken goes, and I. And I must say, it's really fun. It's a lot more, what's the word? Fluid. It's easier to link combos together from, as opposed to the second one. So, but it works great with the pad. I got to play it with the new Silver controller. That's, you know, you can change the D-pad. And, I played it also with a normal old controller with the old D-pad, and there is a big difference between the two pads. So if you're going to play this game with a controller, I would definitely pick up the new Silver one because it works a lot better, I think. So, but then again, I'm not really good at fighting games, so maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, which is nothing new. So yeah, I had a lot of fun playing it. I look forward to playing it more this week.
Look forward to getting taken for a ride.
And that was my future as well. So
that's your future.
There you go.
Your future is so bright.
Indeed it is.
Alright, so Wombat, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. So I played this week. I took advantage of the Capcom sale and purchased Street Fighter 4 on the iPhone for 99 cents. Which was a large sale from the $9.99 it was previously. And it's actually really, really good on the iPhone. I was very surprised. I mean, it's as technical as it can be on the iPhone. And it plays really well, it controls really well. The only, you know, it's missing some strategy, obviously, just because there's no real light punch, medium punch, heavy punch. There's just a punch button and a kick button. And then you can choose to either do your special moves manually, just like you would on a controller, Or they have a simple mode where there's a special move button, basically, and depending on what direction you're facing when you do the special move, it does it. You can do ultra combos either by doing the motion or by just hitting the ultra combo meter, which is pretty cool. So it's really fun. I mean, for 99 cents, if you haven't bought it yet, I would definitely buy it, especially if you like Street Fighter 4 on the consoles. It's a must buy, I think, on the iPhone for 99 cents. And then I also downloaded, actually, the Capcom Arcade, which is free. And it's like it's a collection of Capcom arcade games, and basically you get 3 free tokens to play any games you want per day. And then if you want to, you can just straight out buy one of the arcade games, and then you don't have to use tokens to play it anymore. It's got Street Fighter II, Street Fighter II Championship Edition. Ghouls and Ghosts, Ghosts and Goblins, 1942, I think that's it, on there right now. But it's neat. I mean, Street Fighter 2 plays just like Street Fighter 2. There's a little bit of slowdown, which is problematic, but I don't know how much of that is my phone, because I have a 3G, not a 3GS or a 4, so some of that might just be my phone, but... both of those are recommended, especially for free with the Capcom Arcade. I also played more Castlevania, which is still really awesome. In addition to that, I played some more Champions Online, and Drew actually is going to be jealous. Because my Champions Online account, or I should say it used to be a Cryptic account, now it's an Atari account.
Yeah.
Is a press account that was set up during the closed press beta of Champions Online. And because it was a press account, I noticed when I was logged in that everything on the free-to-play store costs 0 tokens. So, in order to test it out, I bought, quote-unquote, a couple things from the free-to-play store, and everything went through, it unlocked everything, didn't cost anything, because I didn't have any Atari tokens. So, I sent a message, actually, to Cryptic Support, and said, hey, just want to make sure this is intended, I don't want to go through and unlock all this stuff, and then have it, taken away from me tomorrow. And Cryptic basically said, hey, I don't know if it's intended or not for the press accounts, but it's working right now, and we're not going to take anything away if you unlock it, so just go ahead and unlock everything now. And so I just went through the free-to-play store and bought, quote-unquote, everything that they had available. So I got both I got both expansion packs, all the costume pieces, all the travel powers, basically everything that was available on the store. And it's still, as of this morning, it's still free. So, I don't know if other people with press accounts have tried it out or have noticed that, but it worked for me. And like I said, Cryptic told me, I'm not sure if it's intended or not for press accounts. They basically said, we're going to look into it. If it is intended, that's fine. Your account will keep working that way. You'll keep being able to get stuff for free. And they said, if it's not intended, you'll keep everything that you already have, and we'll just patch in something into your thing that won't let you buy it for free anymore. So, it's pretty cool. I have access to, you can buy the XP boosters or whatever from their store, where it boosts your, you get 20% extra XP for 8 hours. That was all free. The stuff that makes your guy grow really big, that was all free. Everything on their free-to-play store was free for me.
Does that include the other powers that are locked out from the gold and silver accounts?
It doesn't include the stuff from the gold accounts. So okay. I can't make a character and have a combination of powers like you can on the gold accounts.
Right.
But I can. I did have access to unlock the specialist and the savage, the two archetypes that are locked.
Oh man.
When you first started up. So I actually made a specialist character And for people listening who haven't played Champions, the Specialist is sort of like the Deadpool character, where you got guns and a sword, basically. Yeah. So you can do ranged or up-close attacking. And the Savage is pretty much what just what it sounds like. It's like a beast kind of character. Like you have beastly sort of fighting moves. Hmm. So I mean to tell you, there are some really awesome costume pieces. If you're just playing the free-to-play and you haven't really looked at the store, I mean, I know I got everything for free, so it's somewhat it's somewhat different for me, but there were some costume pieces that I probably legitimately would have paid for, because there's some awesome stuff on their store.
How much is the stuff exactly?
Well, it's all in Atari points, so, and I don't know the conversion, okay. But it ranges. If you go to, as soon as you pull up the launcher, if you click on, there's that big button that says visit the C store.
Yeah.
If you go there, it has all the prices listed underneath everything.
I gotcha.
But it's like the Microsoft store where you can't just pay cash for stuff. You got to buy Atari points.
Right.
So, but yeah, there's some really awesome like samurai costume stuff and mech stuff, and actually the character I made last night has all this serpent armor on, which is really cool. There's some really, really awesome stuff on the Cryptic store. So again, I know it's somewhat silly for me to be saying, "Oh, the store's awesome," when I got everything for free, but it definitely, you know, if you're playing it free anyway, and you're like, man, I really wish I had, you know, this for my character. There's some really cool stuff on the Cryptic store. And actually, I think, how long has it been since you played it, Drew?
I played it probably 3 days ago, 2 days ago.
Okay. The last time you played it, when you were making your character, did it show you all of the options that you could buy, too, like in the list?
It actually did, yeah. It was locked out, basically.
Right, right, right. And then it just tells you how many points it is to buy it or whatever next to it. Because there was a patch before I could play, and I didn't notice before that when I was creating my character, it gave me a list of all the things that are available and how many points it is to buy it right next to it.
Yeah, I know I downloaded a patch, so it could have been that.
Gotcha, gotcha. So, yeah, I mean, if... it shows you right there when you're making your character what stuff you can get. And yeah, like I said, some of it is really, really cool. And I think it's like, for 500 Atari points, I think it's like $6, $6.50, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, I don't know, 10 or 11 bucks for 1,000. I don't remember the exact pricing, but it's not too horribly bad. You could probably get some costume pieces for $5, like a couple different costume pieces for $5.
I just don't really do the costume thing. I mean, my character is a woman in a trench coat, and she uses machine guns. So
you're not a big designer type of person, then.
Well, I mean, it took an hour to make my character. It was just I don't know. I just wanted to make like a bounty hunter.
I'm really into the like the character designing process of those games, which is actually part of the reason, and we've discussed this, why I was a little disappointed in DC Universe, because I didn't feel like it had enough options for that. But I spend hours in the character creation, just making characters, and then I'm like, no, I think I'll go this route, and then I get rid of the character. That was the other thing. The other thing that was free for me to unlock, which was pretty awesome, is 2 additional character slots. But there are no limits, at least not that I found, to how many additional character slots you can buy. And the free-to-play version starts out with 2 character slots, basically. And I bought, I think, I don't know, 15 extra. No, 14, because you buy them 2 at a time. extra slots, just so I can make a whole bunch of characters, and again, like I said, because it was free. I know I said basically the same thing last week, and Drew can agree with me. If you haven't played it yet, You really should. I mean, yeah. if you're at all interested in superheroes or superhero MMOs, it doesn't take a monster of a computer to run it. And again, it's 100% free if you want it to be. So it's definitely, if you haven't played it yet, you need to check it out at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even for just like, you know, a couple hours. I mean, I sat there for about 2 hours and I actually partied up with one other guy and we had fun. You know, I leveled up a couple of times.
It's got good missions. It's got the animations are really good. It's really, really good. Other than that's really all I played. So Future Fondling is, of course, Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
We're gonna take it for a ride.
And then I just realized that actually I was we're actually, my wife and I are leaving on vacation on the 8th, and I kept thinking, man, March 8th, that sounds familiar for some reason. And then I realized that's the day that everything comes out. Homefront comes out that day, Dragon Age comes out that day, MLB The Show comes out that day, like everything in their brother comes out.
Don't feel bad, I'm actually gone that week too.
Yeah, so all that stuff will have to wait until I get back.
Wow, Dragon Age is that close?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my
March
god.
8th. You believe it?
I can't wait. I'm going to lose. I'm not going to. You guys aren't going to see me.
Hey, do you get Game Informer, Drew?
My roommate does.
Did you read the newest issue yet?
Which one is that one? The one with
Battlefield on the cover?
No, I haven't actually.
There's a preview in there with the first 5 hours of Dragon Age.
Can't wait.
It sounds pretty phenomenal.
I can't wait. So.
Yeah, that week's gonna be rough because I'm gone that week too. So no podcast for 2 weeks.
Yeah, no podcast.
I'll be in Boston.
Oh, right, that's PAX.
Baston. Yeah, I'll be in Baston.
I will be in Florida, not Baston.
I'll still be able to play Dragon Age 2, just in a kiosk.
Yeah, just be kiosking it.
Like I'm going to go anywhere else. Yeah, like I'm going to go anywhere else besides the MK booth. You're crazy.
Right. Well, I'm sure PAX really loves to hear that.
I'm
like, great, we're setting up this big, giant conference, and this guy's only going to the Mortal Kombat booth.
So?
So.
Okay. I guess
that wraps it up for me.
Well, I must say that it's amazing that we must have a Hell Froze Over podcast, because you went longer than Gambus Con.
I know. When does that ever happen?
Oh, my God.
At least you're talking about a good game.
Well, yeah. At least he's talking about a good game, so it don't matter.
None of this matters.
All right, well, I will save the best for last, like Vanessa Williams. But I did play a lot of good stuff this week. First up, I went ahead and picked up Angry Birds on my iPad. I don't know why. Just because I'm obsessed with that game. So, yeah. I need help. Angry Birds Anonymous. I played Test Drive Unlimited 2 on the Xbox 360. I love the first Test Drive Unlimited game. I thought it was a very cool idea with the persistent online racing world where you could just race with other people. And this one actually adds co-op and all kinds of stuff is added. It's still a really good game, but my biggest problem with the game is that it tries to put a story in the game, and it's a really stupid story. Like, really, really stupid. Basically, you pick a character that's at a party at the beginning of the game, and then that person ends up that they're dreaming, and then they wake up and they get hired by this lady who hosts a TV show of people who race on the street, and the characters are so bad. Like, the first lady that I raced was this lady who was obsessed with fashion design and had a little dog in her purse.
Oh god.
Yeah, that's
wrong with these people.
Yeah, that's the first race, and the voice acting is terrible. You know, this is a racing game, and I spent most of the first hour of the game talking to people and doing no bit of racing. So, and then when you actually get to the racing, it's not bad, but for some reason it just feels a little more generic than the last one, and I don't know if that's just me or if the game actually is not quite as good. It still has all the challenges around the world, which I like, and the world is monstrous. So it's a pretty big game. I'll probably play a little bit more, see if I can get into it, because I really did love the first one.
Well, you know, they delayed that game. It was supposed to come out, then they delayed it at the last minute.
Yeah, I know, but yeah.
Alpha Protocol.
It ain't that bad. But what was funny is after I played Test Drive, I'm like, man, I didn't really dig this, and I'm itching to play a really good racing game, so I popped in Need for Speed, and I had forgotten how awesome that game is. Oh, love that game. And then the last two games that I played, I'm sorry, I'll switch over to You Don't Know Jack. I played a lot of You Don't Know Jack this week. I did my review. Great game. If you've ever played the old ones, it's just the hilarity and the writing of Cookie Masterson. I mean, that guy's hilarious, and there's a lot of really funny jokes in there, and it's amazing that they can keep the jokes funny. There's 73 episodes on the disc, which is 10 questions apiece, which is 730 questions on the disc, and it's only $30.
I was about to say, is it full retail? I was like,
no, it's only $30. So, damn. I mean, it's a killer deal. It's really, really good if you like trivia games, and especially if you're a fan of the old You Don't Know Jacks on the PC. I mean, they're just their own brand of trivia, and they're really, really fun.
Dude talks way too much.
He does talk a lot, but he is funny.
Sometimes.
Well, that's a lot of dialogue to be funny.
Still.
Not even a stand-up comedian could have that much material.
He talks, and just like sometimes you're like, get to the fucking question.
Doug doesn't like to laugh.
Who's the dummy?
You the dummy.
Well, you dummy. Big dummy.
Hey, dummy.
But no, if you love trivia games, you definitely need to go pick up You Don't Know Jack. And it already has two DLC packs. So, I mean, there's a ton of content.
It's definitely harder than most trivia games, I think, though.
Oh, well, yeah. It's general trivia, and there's some really...
I wouldn't call it some of it general trivia.
But it's so, like... Some of it's just ridiculous how difficult some of the questions are. You're like, how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah. Let me bust out my calculator.
But no, definitely recommend that if you're into trivia games. And now the last two games that I played are not out yet. The first one is Hardcore Uprising, which is the new Konami, I guess, spiritual successor to Contra.
Sweet. I got to play it at E3 last year, and I was really looking forward to it, and I'm anxious to know what you thought of it.
Well, here's the thing. First up, I didn't follow the game. I just knew that it was a Contra kind of pseudo-sequel. But
yeah.
I did not know that it was made by Arc System Works. Which
really?
Really kind of blows my mind, because like the character designs are very Guilty Gear.
Yeah.
Like the enemies are very, very Guilty Gear. And it even has one of those crazy animated Japanese heavy metal intros, which was kind of cool. But the game itself, I would love to talk a lot about it, but I can't beat the first level. And I really tried a lot. I mean, the first level, this game is so freaking hard that it makes me cry. And there's no way to, like, cheat. Like, there's no way to see the whole game. There's no infinite continues. There's no difficulty select. There's nothing. So basically, you either memorize the level and get really good at it, or you just don't see the rest of the game. The one nice thing about it is it has what's called the Uprising mode, which allows you to earn points every time you play it in order to buy upgrades for your character. The upgrades that I've seen, though, excuse me, are just... right now, they're just upgrading the weapons you pick up, like when you shoot the little things flying above the screen and you get the spread shot or the flamethrower. It basically upgrades those, so it makes those guns more powerful. So you still need to memorize the level. The first level is ridiculous. Like, you fight three different bosses.
Three or four, I thought.
And I still haven't beat it. Like, the first level.
What if there's only, like, two levels or three levels?
There's six. Because you can level select if you've beaten the first level. And I can only select the first level. And I, like, the first boss I made it to, I'm like, all right, I'm getting ready to beat the first level. And then it continues. And then I go through this next part and I get killed. So I start the whole thing over, go back, go through it, beat the first boss, beat the second boss. Oh, I've got to be at the end. No, here's a third boss. And here, we're just going to punish you over and over again, and you're going to love it. And you are, because the game is gorgeous. It's beautiful. It plays great. It's just so, so good. I'm just one of those guys that's going to get so angry that I will never see the rest of the game because it's too freaking hard.
It's like Prinny.
Yeah, but at least in Prinny they give you enough lives to get, somewhat advanced. I have played the first 2 to 3 portions of the first level like 10 times. So I'm kind of excited to see a new level.
Treat it like Mega Man. You just gotta memorize it.
Yeah, but I don't have time to memorize it. I'm trying to memorize it, but I just don't have time. It's so good, though. Like, it was one of the first times that I played a game this hard where when I died, I didn't mind that I was going to play it again because it was good. So, but I just wonder how long that'll last until I beat the first level, which I may, like, do a cartwheel or something.
If I can spike your controller.
Yeah, spike it and be like, "Who's your daddy, bitch?" Of course, there's guys out there that'll beat it in, like, the first sitting. They're like, "Oh, that was easy. That was easy. Well, you suck."
I don't know what that guy on the N4G podcast was complaining about. This shit's easy.
Oh, I don't even know. You suck.
I beat it with my eyes closed. Fuck you.
Oh. But anyway, no, it's really good. I would definitely recommend it if you're a fan of Contra. I'm going to do my review this week. I don't know when the release date is. Does the house party start this week?
I don't know.
Because if it does...
I think so.
Yeah, I wonder what the first game is.
Poker.
Is poker the first game?
I would imagine.
Poker?
Yeah, yeah. Avatar Poker, Texas Hold'em.
God.
Yeah, that's one of the 5 games.
What I need is another Texas Hold'em game.
Well, yeah, you ain't got enough. Well, you know what else they're releasing this week is a new Bejeweled game. That's in the house party, too. Everybody needs another Bejeweled game.
I don't think I've ever played any of the Bejeweled games.
You might not want to. You might get addicted. Some people get addicted to that game.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I have. I played it on a cell phone once.
No. Well,
like Puzzle Quest, right?
Yeah, Puzzle Quest.
Puzzle Quest.
That's Bejeweled.
Yeah, Puzzle Quest was Bejeweled, basically, wasn't it? It was like an RPG Bejeweled.
Yeah, to some extent. Yeah, it's pretty much the same premise. Make the jewels disappear. And finally, the last game that I played a lot of it.
Where's your curly mustache at?
Where is my curly mustache at? old school scoops.
Haagen-Dazs. Mag-fucking-Nito.
That's right. I played a lot.
Mango Sentinel.
Lots and lots of Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I have played about
fuck the Knicks.
About 7 hours.
Oh.
But did you?
Did I what?
Did you fuck the Knicks?
No. I'm not Paris Hilton.
So oh.
I did not. So
all in your mouth.
I really don't even know where to begin. I would love to have one of the other like crazy fighting game guys have already played it so that we could discuss like the...
Oh, I'm not good enough.
Do you know the intricacies? You didn't even know how to do a launch attack when we were playing.
I know your mom.
There's a button for it.
But no, Killer Wolverine was right when he was talking about how fluid it is. I mean, it is just so smooth when you play it. Like, the combos just melt into each other like butter. It's beautiful, and the characters are great. I guess I get it out of the way first. If I had one complaint, it's that there's not a lot of stages. I guess that's my biggest complaint. Mm. But if that's my only complaint, seriously...
Yeah, that's a pretty lame complaint, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, when a game's so good that you have to find something to go, oh, well, I wish there was more stages.
Yeah, but I mean, the stages in Marvel 2, I mean, there weren't really a completely ridiculous amount of them.
No.
And I mean, really, as far as memorable stages, there's only 2 or 3, probably, in Marvel Capcom 2.
Yeah.
That was just because of the music.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and the giant fucking clown head.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Daily Bugle is probably that one and the Ghost and Goblin stage are probably the 2 biggest standouts, because the Ghost and Goblin stage actually scrolls from left to right, and you you get to see all like the enemies in the background and stuff, and it's just, oh, it's like you get lost when you're playing sometimes because you're like watching the background.
Do they play the music for it and stuff?
Yeah, actually, the music, the way it works is every time a character comes out, it changes the music for that character.
Oh, that's what they did with Tatsunoko on the Japanese version.
Yeah, that's the way it works in this one. So when Chun-Li comes out, it plays the Chun-Li theme, and the characters actually yell at the other character when they come out. So, like, if you switch out between Chris and Wesker, Chris, yells, Wesker! So, I mean, there's a lot of little touches, and I've noticed, the voices. I think the voices are the same. Wesker sounds like Wesker from Resident Evil. Chris is the same. If you're a purist, it does have the option to switch individually the character's voiceover track.
From Japanese.
Yeah, so you can, if you want Ryu to be in Japanese and Dante in English, you can do that.
Oh.
Which I thought that was a very nice touch.
I love that feature in Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's a really nice touch. The online, I did play a couple matches online, and it is very, very smooth. I was very proud of the fact that the first match I played online, I won.
Only because the time ran out.
Hey, you know what? It ain't my fault.
Yeah, that's the one thing I cannot stand about Marvel versus Capcom is that everybody insists on playing with time.
Right? Yeah, there should be no time online because you can't finish a match in 99 seconds.
Exactly. Can you at least set it to time limit?
In player matches, you can. In ranked, you cannot.
You've got to be shitting, man.
Yeah, ranks are set to 99 seconds. I didn't get any option to set up a ranked match. I just did a quick match and jumped into a game.
There's no endless mode either, like in Street Fighter 4?
No, there is none. There is an 8-player...
That was obvious.
Yeah, there's an 8-player... Well, there's an 8-player lobby, but it's not like... Yeah,
you can't watch the other people fight.
Exactly.
Why would they leave that out? Why would they leave that out?
I don't know.
So they can put it in when they do Super Marvel vs. Capcom 3? No, I'm just kidding.
You make fun about that, but it might be true.
No, they're not going to do that. They didn't do that with the last Marvel Capcom.
No, I don't think they'll do it simply because they've already announced that they're doing DLC. So.
Yeah, this game, the Street Fighter series will be their super turbo thing, and then this game will be their DLC. You know how prostitutes each have a corner? The Street Fighter's corner is going to be the boxed full games, and Marvel vs. Capcom's corner is going to be the DLC corner.
Yeah, and there's a lot of room for that. There's 4 hidden characters when you start the game, and it literally takes you no time to unlock them.
Who are they?
Taskmaster,
Shinko,
Sentinel, and who's the last? Akuma.
Akuma.
Yeah. So those are the 4 unlockable characters, and I had them within an hour. So it's not.
How's
really
Galacticus battle?
The Galactus battle is pretty cool. You start off and you have to fight 2 boss characters, either Wesker, Dr. Doom, or Dormammu, or I'm trying to think who else it is, and they're Silver, and you gotta beat them first, and then you gotta fight Galactus, which has you only fight half of him, because that's all you can fit on the screen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's massive.
I hope it's his upper half.
Well, yeah, you don't fight his junk. So,
although that would be an interesting boss battle,
it would be a giant Wang fight.
Yeah,
that sounds like something they put in Guilty Gear.
You never know. As far as the characters go, I have learned that a lot of the characters I expected to suck are actually pretty good. One of my surprises was Super Skrull. Super Skrull is actually really good.
Yeah, I've heard from several people that have played it already that. It's not like Marvel Capcom 2, where there were a bunch of characters that were almost completely worthless because they just weren't very good at all.
Yeah,
where there was in Marvel Capcom 2, there was the god tier of characters, and then there was the awful, there's no reason you should ever use this character ever tier of characters. And I've heard from people that, coincidentally, the only character who's kind of not very good is Ryu.
You know, I don't mind Ryu. Ryu doesn't bother me. The only characters that I didn't care too much for that I've used so far is I didn't care much for Tron Bonne.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really care for her. She-Hulk is good, but she feels like a slower...
Is she El Fuerte?
She's El Fuerte, but she's she's a little slower, and it feels like a couple of her supers, really, you have to be in the perfect position to hit them.
Mm.
They don't cover any part of the screen. So they're really like she'll be a very advanced character, I think. Some of the like Phoenix is really weak unless you do like her special to make her the Dark Phoenix. Like she takes so much damage really fast, but she is very powerful. I'm trying to think. Like I said, Chris, I think I'm switching Wesker for Chris. Although Wesker is a sweet character, he really is. But you kind of have to rely on his teleport because he only has one projectile attack and it's kind of weak. So unless you play up close, which in Marvel Capcom that's not always an option.
Right.
Because there's just big crazy stuff flying all over the screen. I didn't care too much for Arthur. I think he'll be another advanced character because he's very hard to get into the mix. He jumps funny. There's a collection of characters that jump funny. Spencer from Bionic Commando, which I really like.
That's the one I want to use.
Yeah, I really like him because of his grappling hook is really cool. You can use it in any direction depending on which button you press, and then you can follow it up by pressing another button to either pull them close or to pull them in and do a kick. Which is another thing. I love chaining the air combos. I mastered the chaining air combos where you can keep your opponent in the air and switch out all three of your characters and do like this massive air combo, which is just insane. The crossover combos are ridiculous. The game looks phenomenal.
Now, let me ask you this. In Tatsunoko, they had the Baroque move. Do they have that in Marvel?
Nothing called that. What did it do?
You could, like, if you did a combo like punch, 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 and you wanted to continue that combo, you could Baroque, and it would basically restart the combo, but it would continue going. Yeah, you remember how you kind of flash like a rainbow color for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have that in Marvel?
No, I didn't see that. I know you can cancel, which there is the mission mode where you can learn all of the combos.
Okay.
Each character has 10 missions, and they start off real easy. Like Wolverine's first one is do a Berserker Barrage. Okay. But then, like, when you get to number 4, you have to do this ground combo followed up into an air combo and bring them down. So it gets pretty complicated pretty fast, but sure. There is just a ton of stuff in that game, and there's a ton of ways to play it. The crossover combos, the team aerial combos, the crossover air combos, canceling out combos, interrupting combos with super moves, interrupting combos with crossover combinations. I mean, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, you don't have to be like the master to still win. Which has always been the thing of Marvel Capcom. It's just always been fun, and you can jump in. I didn't play any on the simple mode, just because the simple mode is so limited.
Yeah.
So, but all the super combos are pretty much similar. Like, there's always a down towards two attacks, Shoryuken motion two attacks, and then usually they have a level 3, which I know K-Dub will agree with me that the best level 3 that I've seen so far is Deadpool's.
Oh yeah,
which is
where
great.
He pulls his ultra bar down.
Yeah, but
and beats the crap out of him with it.
The way he walks towards the character when he does it, like these little hearts are flowing off of him, and like he's walking kind of fruity. I guess is the best word for it. And that's another thing is a lot of the characters themselves are really well. Like, the little touches. For instance, like Deadpool, when he gets hit, he screams like a girl. Or when he does when he does an uppercut, he actually yells, Shoryuken.
Shoryuken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who does his voice, don't you?
No.
Nolan North.
Oh, jeez.
Why am I not surprised?
What's funny is he does that in the comic, too. The Shoryuken thing.
Yeah, and like when Nathan Rad Spencer grabs you with his bionic arm, he says, "Get over here."
Yeah, I heard that.
So, I mean, there's just a lot of little touches. Like in the Ghosts and Goblins stage, in the background, you see like health and one-ups from the game.
Nice.
And like when Arthur gets hit a certain way, he'll lose his armor like he's hurt. So, like all the little things are in there, and you will appreciate them the more you play it.
I know they trash talk too, don't they? Because I know, like, if you play a Spencer and you're going up against Iron Man, they make fun of each other's like suits and stuff.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that, especially like Wesker and Chris. There's a lot of dialogue, and there's a lot of achievements tied to that too. Like, when I played online, there's an achievement for settling the score between STARS members. And I just happened to pick Chris, and the other guy I was playing picked Wesker. And if you win, then you get the achievement for that, which is kind of cool. But there's... It's really good.
Oh, I cannot wait, man.
Yeah, it's freaking phenomenal. And you will love every bit of it. The unlocking system is kind of weird because you just earn points and it unlocks in its order. You don't get to pick what order it unlocks. And then there are certain like titles, like in Super Street Fighter and Street Fighter 4, that you can unlock for doing things like 10 aerial combos or 10 snapbacks. Or
is one of the titles you can unlock the master of unlocking?
I don't know. I have only
that would be awesome.
Yeah, I have only unlocked what was it 24 titles, and I only had 8%.
Nice.
So, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. Another thing I have to mention is it does the, like, your card. Like, I don't remember what it was called in Street Fighter 4, but where you could look at, like, your stats and everything.
Yeah.
But in Marvel, it's called the license.
And oh,
it
nice.
It gives you a stat for, like, everything. It gives you a stat for how long you've been playing, what's your rank on the leaderboard, what characters you use the most. You can actually, in that menu, compare yourself to your friends. It also tells you how many achievements you've unlocked, and it has a little bar kind of graph that shows you what kind of fighter you are based on your online play.
Hmm.
So, and you can look at anybody's license when you're in that menu from your friends list, which is kind of cool. So, I mean, this game is packed with crap. So, it's a beautiful thing. Like I said, 7 hours, and literally all I can think about when I'm walking around is new combos and what I want to do, and right now I'm going through trying to unlock all the endings for the achievement. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I've played online, I've played couch co-op, I've played the mission mode. I mean, I think I've played everything in the game, and it is awesome. I love just the characters themselves make the game so much fun to play. So, like, if you know we play online, it's one of those games that where everybody can hit random and have a good time. And that's really what I want out of Marvel Capcom.
Yep.
So, but great. Oh, and one last thing, you can predetermine your team. You can set up. You can set up three preset teams. So, say you want your mains to be, you know, Akuma, Ryu, and Dr. Doom. You can set that up in your license, and then when you pick your characters, you just hit the L bumper and pick your preselected characters.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of nice. I think you get three of those, and you can even pick their colors. Which that's another little touch that I really noticed is like for instance, Spider-Man's fourth costume is the symbiote costume.
His third one is the Iron Man costume.
His third one is the Iron Man, and Captain America's fourth costume is the Punisher.
Yeah, and She-Hulk's fourth I think is the Fantastic Four outfit when she was in the Fantastic Four was what I noticed.
Yeah, there's a lot of costume variations that not just change colors but also.
Wait, do they have Nathan Spencer as like old school Nathan Spencer?
No, his four costumes are just different color variations, which was kind of disappointing.
Oh,
the Captain America Punisher costume is actually from just after Captain America was killed, and Punisher briefly took over as Captain America, very briefly.
Yeah, the Marvel characters seem to have more of the
different outfits.
The different
they
outfits.
Change.
Yeah,
it's comic book stuff, so.
Yeah, but that's a nice little touch that I think is kind of cool. So, but no, Marvel Capcom 3, freaking incredible. Everybody who's been waiting on it will not be disappointed. Great, great game. And as far as future fondling goes, that's what I'm playing.
I'm definitely going to be playing against you.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some good times.
Hell yeah.
But I think that's it. That's my future fondling. Unless some more stuff shows up to review this week, that's my future.
You're just gonna push it to the side. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'll just get it like lay it down. Like no. We're gonna play some Marvel Capcom, baby. Now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news. We don't have any character announcements for Marvel Capcom 3, so I'm sorry.
Well, you're still waiting on Jill and Shuma Grave, right?
Yeah, March 15th. I can't even use them yet. It sucks.
I know. What's the point of getting the fucking collector's edition then?
Well, dude, you ain't seen it. My metal tin just destroys your standard case.
Are those all pre-ordered out?
I have no idea. So, but the ten case is awesome for several reasons, because the artwork is badass. The comic that comes with it, I could have lived without. The art book, I could have lived without, basically, because they're the same book. But the unlimited subscription to Marvel Comics for a month is kind of ridiculous. And, of course, yeah. the free DLC characters, which would have cost me the same amount, because the collector's edition was only $69.
So, wait, how much are the DLC supposed to be?
I thought
five
it was
bucks each, probably.
$5 each, yeah.
Damn.
So I basically got them for free and unlimited subscription and an awesome 10 case for $10. So, yeah. What do you think of that?
I think I'm still getting the collector's edition because I had it pre-ordered.
Yeah, me too. Duke. Speaking of collector's editions, Duke Nukem collector's edition was announced. It's called the Balls of Steel.
Balls of Steel
edition. Pretty sweet package, actually. It comes with a collectible bust of Duke Nukem. Limited edition certificate of authenticity. 100-page hardcover book. With Duke Nukem Forever art, Duke Nukem Forever postcard series, a radioactive emblem sticker, a collectible comic book, a foldable paper craft, some poker chips, a mini card deck, and a radioactive emblem dice. That's $100. But that's a lot of crap. Good lord almighty. So if you
if you like
Duke Nukem, that's the package to have. Activision announced the next Spyro adventure, and it's going to involve real-life toys. It's called Skylander Spyro's Adventure.
Sweet.
Yeah, exciting. Here's a nice rumor, and if this comes true, good lord. Activision is rumored to be buying Take-Two.
Oh boy.
That'll be the end of Take-Two.
Oh, listen to you. I don't think it'll be the end of Take-Two. Just because Activision canceled a game this week that needed to be canceled. Which, hopefully that's in the news, because I want to talk about that.
Oh, yes.
If it's not, just talk about it anyway.
Just talk about it anyway.
We can if it's not in the news.
I'm sure it's in the news.
The code for Apple TV suggests that gaming functionality is on its way.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of jokes involved with this next news story, and I'll try to be as nice as I can. Yu Suzuki, the creator of Shenmue, is being awarded. He's going to receive the Pioneer Award at GDC.
Sweet.
Is this 1999? Because that's when he was a pioneer. Not 2011.
There's a lot of trilogies lately getting canceled before they're finished. So he was really a pioneer in that. So.
Well, this is true. The pioneer of canceling, but his game wasn't a trilogy; it was a 42-ology.
Right.
So you know.
It's true.
Premium Call of Duty content coming from Beachhead. It's a Beachhead studio inside of Activision. So you know, now we're getting content for Call of Duty from companies I've never heard of.
Sweet.
I have no idea who Beachhead is. Since this is part of the news, we'll go ahead and talk about it. Guitar Hero was obviously canceled. The series is no more. And probably the biggest disappointment in the announcement, because we were all tired of Guitar Hero anyway, but they will not be doing any more DLC after February.
Yeah.
So yep. Basically they just said, screw you, we're done, no more DLC either. Washing their hands clean of Guitar Hero.
Yeah, but they're also doing it at DJ Hero, too.
Yep.
I like DJ Hero.
Running it into the ground.
Well, yeah, but that was Guitar Hero.
It's I didn't over. Know about the DLC part.
Kevin Butler apparently has no brain. Because he retweeted the PS3 security circumvention info.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my god. Is that just
I think
go ahead.
Yeah, but there was other people online saying, hey, good for him, he's short, he ain't gonna be pushed around. I'm like, really?
No, dude, he's just stupid.
That's just being stupid.
he's not going to be pushed around. No, you're an idiot. You basically just tweeted a security code for the company that pays your paycheck. You dumbass.
I wonder for how much longer.
That's like giving the combination to a safe for a bank you work for.
Yeah.
I ain't going to be pushed around here. Get me fired. Jesus.
What do you mean who's being pushed around?
Whatever.
What do you mean? I don't know that.
What are you talking about?
You guys said he was being pushed around.
No, no. He's saying I won't be pushed around like he's a rebel.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, he's just trying to stick it to the hackers.
Yeah, he proved
by
that.
By helping them out.
Yeah,
yeah, he's like, here, take this. What we talked about, Activision canceling Guitar Hero and announcing, obviously, the new Spyro game. But they also announced a Wipeout game, and I'm not talking about Wipeout as in hovercraft racing. I'm talking as in that...
that shitty TV show?
Yeah, the shitty TV show.
It's not a shitty TV show. The TV show is awesome.
Okay.
And speaking of video games based on television shows, they also announced a Family Guy video game.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure the Wipeout game will be shitty. I like the show, though, Ryan. I'm with you on that. Not
See?
So excited about the game, though.
Well, I'm
well, no,
I'm probably the biggest Family Guy fan in the world. I just said that on air. And I'm not excited about the video game.
I am.
It's going to suck.
Probably, but I'm still excited. The first one sucked.
Yeah. Call of Duty, the digital platform, is in development. I guess that has to do with the beachhead announcement as well. Whatever. I just think there's a need to put the words Call of Duty in your weekly news.
And it'll sell.
Every week.
Yeah. Was that supposed to be like the whole pay-to-play online kind of thing?
Yeah, who knows.
Like the online-only Call of Duty?
Yeah. Also, out of the Activision announcement this week, Activision claims that Blizzard will have two games released in 2012. Interesting.
Okay, one of them will probably be a World of Warcraft expansion.
I don't know. One of them's Diablo, supposedly.
What about that that other MMO they're working on, the first person one?
Like that's going to come out anytime soon.
I'm just saying.
True Crime was another game that got hammered by the...
Oh, no.
Which also they fired the developers, which were the guys that made Mod Nation Racers. So, like, if you were excited about a true crime game made by the guys that made Mod Nation Racers, you probably had issues in the first place.
Yeah, I'd say probably.
Grand Theft Auto V release date in 2011, according to an analyst, because there are key Rockstar employees whose contracts expire in 2012.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, LG is claiming that certain Sony products, including the PS3, violate its patents, so they're looking to block PS3 sales in the U.S.
What? Oh, that's just like, stupid.
Well, that's not going to happen, so.
No.
But still,
Sony is more powerful than LG.
Yeah.
By a little bit.
Instead of wasting time trying to block sales, they should make, you know, focus their time on making good products. Stupid LG.
Trying to see if there's anything else.
That Juggernaut.
Yeah, it's Juggernaut. But apparently they're going to start placing cosplayers are going to be placed into games. That's a
what?
Cosplayer. Look at this big Spider-Man.
I was hoping you were going to say under arrest.
Wow. No.
Wow.
Here you go. This is all K-Dub right here. Gears of War is coming to Kinect as an on-rail shooter, according to rumors.
Huh. Have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun. Fox News this week had the big story about Bulletstorm. Fox News calls Bulletstorm the worst video game in the world, and it claims that it, quote, increase in rapes is due largely to video games.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
What?
Especially due to video games that aren't out yet.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
There was a study done.
Yeah, there was a study done that if you play video games, it increases your want to rape.
Okay, that is the most. So after playing this game, do you feel like raping somebody? Yes.
Because that's how you feel in Halo, right? You got raped.
You just got raped.
That's stupid. That I.
Anyway,
hey, Killer Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop. Stop acting like it's not true. You want to rape somebody right now, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm still putting my pants back on.
Oh God.
Anyway,
I mean, I certainly don't mean to make light of rape in any form or fashion, but
that's just ridiculous.
The fact that they would say that Bulletstorm causes rape is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yep. Anything to blame, you know, violence and shit like that on video games. It continues to happen. It continues to even shock me. So, I don't know why, but it's fucking stupid. Fucking stupid.
All right, well, I got good news now. Top Cow Productions and 2K Games have announced that The Darkness is returning.
This is not good news.
Well, you didn't like the first one?
I hated the first one.
You hate everything. Nobody listens
That's
to
a
you
lie.
Anymore.
Nobody listens to me. That's true. But seriously, come on. I mean, that game was just boring.
I like that game.
I like the first one too, but the second one doesn't excite me.
And Jackie's mouth never moved whenever he talked.
Oh, Jesus. It was a first-person shooter. I don't care that his mouth didn't move.
No, every time they showed him talking.
I like that game. Don't care what you said. I'm excited.
Go ahead.
Okay, can you get excited about a new Call of Juarez?
Maybe.
It's called The Cartel, and it takes place in modern L.A. and Mexico.
So I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's like modern-day cowboys.
Yeah, everybody looks like a cowboy.
No, Kid Rock.
Oh, no, that was
Bon Jovi.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 news. This is always good, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, they've got it's called Shadow Mode DLC coming. Basically, it'll allow you to download, like what I was talking about with the licenses, a Shadow fighting style character, and you'll be able to play against creators of Marvel Capcom 3. See how you stand up.
Oh.
So, there you go.
I'll get the shit kicked out of me.
Oh, yeah, many times.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah, we talked about the Halo remake, so we're back to the old news. So that's all the news this week. Apparently the big stuff was obviously Activision and destroying the world.
And how Bulletstorm makes you want to rape.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Made me want to turn it off.
Come on.
Same here.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, that's about the only thing Bulletstorm encouraged me to do is not play Bulletstorm.
Yes, I'm on my own.
You're on your own on that one, brother.
That's fine. All right.
Anyway, questions. This is a big-ass box of text.
Yes, it is.
So I'm gonna do this as best I can. It comes from the retired ninja. And it's spelled just like I said it, ninja. So he says, "Why, hello there, gentlemen. It is I, the retired ninja from the United States of America."
Hey, we are too.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. The United Kingdom of America.
Okay. Nah, I really don't know where he's from.
He says, I am from the UK.
Okay.
First of all, it's been about 3 years since I posted anything because I've moved jobs and had a couple kids. Yeah, I've been busy, but have not missed a single show, and you guys are still as hilarious as ever.
Oh, wow. Thanks, ninja.
And now you have some UK humor thrown into the mix. Sweet.
Indeed. Not this week, though.
No, he's on a date. So, hi, John. Hope your date's going well.
You said with a great animosity.
You're a bitch for not being on the show. Just like when Gambus got married, man. What excuse is that?
Just like the excuse you had when, you know, you had a kid.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know
what
why
you thinking,
I don't
ass?
Even know why you guys stood for that. I mean, that's terrible. He says, "Gambus, congratulations on finding your le life partner." That's French for life partner. "Congrats to Zero and Wombat on becoming the daddies."
Thank you.
Awesome, congrats on that. Yes, thank you. "It gets even better when they get out of those nappies and start eating real chicken." Okay. He says, now I have a couple of rants followed by a question per rant. Here we go. Rant number one, Assassin's Creed 2. Huh. I don't want to start reading this with... Did you beat it, didn't you, Wombat?
Yes.
Okay, then never mind.
I didn't.
Shit. Like, you care, Wolverine. You never care.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You tell me how to tell you everything ends.
That's true.
Like, oh,
Go ahead. I don't care.
All right. He says, now I love this game. Considering I liked the first game, which I admit was repetitive. I was truly digging
it. And it was also repetitive.
And repetitive. Now I am no achievement whore, but I like to get my thousands if it's fun and challenging at the same time, so I decided to go for it. Got all but one achievement. Did not get the one for wearing Ezio's daddy's cape and running through each of the cities in the game. Why, you ask? I tell you why. Because after I collected all of the fecking 100 mother-loving fecking feathers that his porky little brother had dispersed around the freaking cities and taking them to the blank, jank-ass box to put them into, the game crashed.
Oh, mother.
During the save. Now, what happens is that after Ezio puts the 100th fecking feather into the stupid box, his mother hugs him and gives him the freaking cape. But instead the game crashed, and when I rebooted it, the game glitches to him standing outside his mansion, then cuts to the scene with his mother, except his mother ain't there.
Oh, that sucks.
It's just Ezio all by himself hugging the void airspace where his mother should be. And his character model starts shaking like he's trying to shag the chair with his mother, where his mother should have been in. Pissed off because now I need to play the entire game and collect all of the feathers again for that one freaking achievement. Hacked off. So my question is, how many grilled chickens do you think I need to consume before I let this go? Damn it.
That's hilarious.
Wow. 47.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes.
47.
I'd take that disc and throw it out the friggin' window.
Well,
that's some bull. All
right. Yep. Rant number two. This one's even longer. I'm not a fanboy. Aside of the N64 and the Wii, I have all of the Microsoft, Sony, Sega, and Nintendo consoles. I also possess the DS and the PSP. I have all three PlayStations and all the Gran Turismos. Just wanted to clarify. My main console for gaming is the 360 because of the better online service. Voice chats, party mode, better controller, blah, blah, blah. And my main console for entertainment otherwise is the PS3. Love film, UK's Netflix, Blu-ray, BBC iPlayer, blah, blah, blah. Again, just to clarify, not a fanboy. Now, I grew up with GT. I still remember watching replays on GT1 and being lost for words. Now cut to 2010, GT5 is out. Nostalgia makes me pick it up on the day of launch. I pick it up, go home, put the disc in. 20 minutes later, I finally get to play after all the frickin' installing. Signing up and even a patch update. Play for 10 minutes because that's all I have left now after dicking around to get it started. Day 3, boot up GT5. A patch, more waiting, download, install, lost interest in time. Day 6, boot up GT5, another patch, same shit. Day 8, 650 meg patch. I mean, what the F? That's not a
Welcome
patch.
Welcome to the PlayStation 3.
He says, that's not a patch, that's a whole new game. So I decline the patch because I want to play before I become senile. You get to the main screen, get thrown off PSN because I declined the patch. That's fine, just want to get a few license tests done. Choose GT mode message, you have been signed out of PSN, would you like to sign in? No, fuck off. Choose license test, same message, no, fuck off. Choose license A, same message, no, fuck off. Choose test A6, same message, R, took the disc out, drove back to the shop and returned it. I mean, what the F? My question is it too much to ask of the PS3 to just put in a disc and play the damn game?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, it is asking too much, yo.
Is it? That's his question. Don't have any issue on any other console. With limited time in my life right now for gaming, it just amazes me how much time it takes just to get a game running on the machine. Every single time you put something in, chances are you have to sit at least 5 to 10 minutes updating some shit.
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the rant. Take it easy and catch you on the flip side. Not sure why I said that, because I don't even know what that means.
I mean, see you later.
P.S. Gambus, why have you stopped saying, oh my god?
You haven't said that in a while. Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Yeah, nobody does it like Gambus does it, because the Gambus party don't stop.
What?
He says, over and out. Oh, that was a lot of reading.
That was a lot of you censoring yourself.
Well, they're censored in the paragraph. That's why I did that.
Okay, dude, you do know that you can curse on the forums, right?
No, you can't.
Oh, I can.
You can't curse on the forums. I have blocked it.
I've done it before.
You have not cursed properly. Maybe your Georgia teachings didn't teach you how to spell it.
Georgia teachings.
It's F-U-K, right?
Yeah, that's it. You keep going with that.
I know what I'm saying.
No, all of the stuff I just read, there are stars there.
I can vouch for them, there are.
Yep. So, all right, next question. Well, let me check time. Time good. SKV007 says, all right, guys, I got a question for you. I'm kind of new to the podcast, recently started listening to the last episode, and I've been going backwards from this point on. It gets worse the further you go back. So
yeah, yeah. Definitely don't think that it's going to be better if you listen to the older episodes.
Yeah, he says it makes my commute to my university much more enjoyable. So thank you. Anyways, my question is related to the JRPG genre. When I read reviews about JRPGs, it always talks about lack of innovation, but I disagree. JRPGs have been innovative in different ways. Nearly every other JRPG has a unique combat system with a unique class leveling up system. But when it comes down to FPS games, the word innovation rarely comes up. What's up with that? I am missing something when they refer to innovation in JRPGs. I see great JRPGs like Valkyrie Chronicles, Resonance of Fate, etc., but they are all considered to be lacking in the eyes of modern reviewers. What are your opinions about this? Do you think that the review system has evolved while failing to accommodate an old genre like JRPGs? I am a fan of WRPGs too, but I see they are much more lenient when it comes to their reviews.
I agree.
Of course you would.
Well, I agree too, because I think, you know, Valkyria Chronicles, it scored high as far as reviewers go, but I mean, nobody bought it.
Well, and yeah.
I mean, I played, that Arterio Rorona game, and that was like a game I'd never played before. I mean, it was different, you know, and I enjoyed it, and I put it in my review that it was different, and it was good. You know, this new game that I'm playing, it's fantastic.
I will explain this to you exactly the way it is. So listen, gather around, children, and listen to what I'm going to tell you. People who claim that there are—that's right. People who claim that there are no innovation in either one of these genres are people who don't play these genres. People who say there's no innovation in FPS are people who don't play FPS. People who say that there's no innovation in JRPG are people who don't play JRPG. Yes, there are different things in every game. Yes, there are carbon copies. Let's call Dante's Inferno God of War. But there is just as much innovation in the combat system in an FPS from Modern Warfare to Black Ops. They've changed something. Just like there's a difference between Resonance of Fate and the last Sega RPG. It's just that not everybody's going to notice it because they don't necessarily play a lot of them.
Exactly. I mean, I say there's no innovation in first-person shooters. I don't play first-person shooters.
And the big,
not anymore.
Yeah, the big reason why you don't see that you see it more in JRPGs is because most reviewers don't have time to play through every single RPG that's ever been released.
Yep.
Now, yeah, if you want to blast through the campaign in Call of Duty, that's a weekend. That's a day sometimes.
Right.
Now, if you want to blast through Final Fantasy XIII, that's a week to a month, depending on your time frame.
Exactly. So, I mean, that game I'm playing now is like 80 hours.
That's what I'm saying. There's no 80-hour Call of Duty. I mean, yeah, people are going to be like, well, the online is. That's just because that's how long you play it. The story lasted 4 hours. So, you know, there are differences in every game and every genre. Yeah, there's even differences between Dante's Inferno and God of War. Maybe not a lot. But there are some. So That's really the reason why that reviewers do that, is because a lot of reviewers aren't guys that sit around and play through 10 to 15 JRPGs a year. Whereas, you know, any reviewer can blast through 30 FPSs a year if they really want to.
Yeah.
So, that would be my assumption of the situation.
And a side note, I have heard that Resonance of Fate is a very deep, complex role-playing game to the point where there's multi-hour tutorials, and I heard it's very, very convoluted. So in that way, you could say that it has some sort of a innovation in terms of a battle mechanic.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. Do I got time for one more question? Yeah, I do. Eeyore Kara says, "Hey guys, first off, just wanted to remind you guys that I love the show and all the crew."
Oh.
I'm feeling the love in the room right now. Sexy.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if I've mentioned this. The addition of John W. and Frustrated Fury is fantastic.
I appreciate it.
Oh, snap. Glad you guys are on board. Now, on episode, I think it's 185. Damn it, don't name numbers.
Yeah, don't give episode numbers.
When you guys first discussed...
That was last week.
Was it last week?
No.
Was it last week or week before?
It was the first episode we discussed the PSP2.
Okay.
It says, you guys talked about how you would like games can quickly load and play for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. Well, that's what the minis are for. I got the PSP Go, got the big hardcore games and plenty of minis. Picked up Must Run, highly recommended. Anyway, I have no problem with quickly picking up my Go and gaming for 10 minutes. So I don't understand why you guys didn't bring up the minis for PSP2. I guess you forgot.
I did forgot.
I did forgot, too, because the minis aren't really, like up front and center. Like, I forget they exist. I've played a few of them, and a few of them are good. Angry Birds is a mini.
Yeah.
On the PSP Go. But there's a lot of little mini games on the PSP. I think, if I remember correctly, some of the PSP minis are like $3.
Yeah, and they're, and then at the same time, you can buy them on the iPhone or iPod Touch for cheaper.
It's like 99 cents, right?
99 cents, yeah.
Yeah.
Or free on the Android, Angry Birds.
He says, so playing games for 10 to 15 minutes on the PSP2 should not be a problem. The only problem, I guess, is price. I'm really hoping it's no more than $350. However, I think it's going to be $400 to $450, but I'm still buying it. I'm such a sucker for these things.
Oh, man, $400, that's pushing it right there, man.
That's much for a handheld.
Yeah, I couldn't buy that.
That's outside of being competitively priced.
Yeah. No, yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Dude, $450 would be like, I'll just buy a PS3.
Two of them.
Or if you're buying a handheld, if you're in the market, then buy a fucking iPod or iPad or something.
Yeah, you can get an iPad for $500.
Yeah.
That's, I couldn't pay $400 for a handheld.
No, there's no way.
Absolutely not.
Good Lord Almighty. Let me check the tweets and see if we have... I think I can do another question. I think I can do it.
Think so?
I think I can. There's not a lot of tweets, so...
Well, we do have a review, by the way.
Oh! Yeah! Okay. Actually, I'm gonna save this big question for next week.
That's a pretty big question.
MK2 Forever is back with the February Qs, so prepare. That's what the thread says. So, we'll mail that one next week.
All right.
For now, I have this last one. It's from Winder. I guess that's how you say it. Winder. Look out the Winder. What is your take on piracy, positive or negative? Movies, music, games. And what do you think will be the future of it? Some sort of buy and download system or viva la piracy?
There's always going to be piracy.
Every day. Every day somebody pirates something. Even on this show.
Who would do that?
A bunch of pirates. I guarantee you nobody in this show is innocent of pirating something.
Dude, I will tell you right now, if the cops came and looked at my computer, I'd be locked up for 10 years.
Well, you can't pirate kiddie porn.
Oh.
Oh.
Jesus.
Jason, it's been moved
not look
away
at
from
kid
you.
Porn. Jesus.
Nah. You got to pass the van on to Drew.
Yeah, Drew's got the van now.
And my pedometer's going crazy.
Wow. I didn't know you had one, Womble.
Yeah, don't you remember that was the joke?
Yeah,
it was the original joke that Jason had the pedometer for Pokemon, and he said, well, my pedometer's going off the charts right now because you've got a pedometer for Pokemon.
Oh, my God. Hey, kids, I got some candy.
Wow, we went from piracy to pedophilia.
It's like a meter to detect pedophiles.
I have that effect.
Anywho.
Of changing the subject.
Let's rewind. There'll always be piracy.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Okay, well, he also wants to know what's your take on it, positive or negative?
Well, obviously it's a negative.
But don't we all do it? Aren't we all a little guilty?
Well, everyone, yeah.
I'm majorly guilty. Really, yeah.
This is how it started.
I haven't pirated anything in a long time.
Yeah, same here.
Since the Dreamcast days, I think, was really the last day.
You guys haven't downloaded a TV show or a CD?
No.
Really?
See, usually, though, when I pirate movies or anything, I end up buying it anyways.
That's not true, actually, because I did have somebody burn a set of DVDs for me.
Oh.
He's not the culprit. He just received the good.
I didn't actually burn them myself. I received booty from the pirate.
Wait a minute. What about your shmemulators?
Those aren't pirated.
No, what?
There's a fine line.
There's a difference
there, because the original company's not making any money off of it now anyway. So I'm not pirating it from the original company.
Oh, snap. Got
if I go out and download Super Mario Bros. 3.
Yeah, I mean, if you download Super Mario Bros. 3, you know who's making money off Super Mario Bros. 3 if you buy it? Whoever you bought it from. Nintendo doesn't see a dime of that.
Unless you buy it on the virtual
console. How far can we go back? How about PlayStation 2 games? Can we download PlayStation 2 games then?
They still sell new PlayStation 2 games.
But PS1
is... Okay, how about original Xbox?
Yeah, nobody sells those anymore.
Yeah.
You can go hack out an Xbox and nobody's going to care.
Yeah. If I want to play Phantom Dust, I've got to freaking go download it.
It's always a touchy subject, this piracy.
Yeah,
Phantom Dust was awesome.
Phantom Dust was an awesome game. Everybody said they hated it, but I loved it.
Okay, well, how did we get from piracy to Phantom Dust?
I don't know. Piracy to pedophilia. Piracy to Phantom Dust. It's the peas, man.
It's the terrible peas.
Did we play Phantom Dust online?
Yes,
didn't
we did.
Didn't it have an online component?
Yes, and that's actually where it was really good.
Yeah, it was. It was fun.
I tell you, I will never pirate a game ever.
A game?
Oh, yeah, never.
Ever?
No. I don't want to run the risk of getting banned from anything. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. To me, there's a difference between shmemulators and
pirating a brand new game
that just came out.
You mean?
Like, if I was burning copies of Castlevania, the new one, that's a little different than, oh, hey, I've got an emulator for Castlevania, for Super Castlevania.
Right. Well, you made a good point, because no one stands to make money off of it, so that's not really piracy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like Konami's selling new copies of Super Castlevania. Yeah.
Hey, nobody's bound to be making money off of my my episode of House that I didn't watch last week.
Yeah, they are.
Actually, Super Castlevania is available on the WiiWare store.
Oh, okay. Well,
ooh.
See. I don't actually have a shmemulator. I actually own Super Castlevania, the actual cartridge, so I was just using that as a...
Okay, who's opening the...
Seriously?
Who's opening the Nestle Crunch Bar?
Is somebody's dog loose in the dog food bag or something?
Arr.
Who was that?
That wasn't me.
Oh, that was you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see why some people
come over in other
countries where they don't have the game, where the game is too expensive. Am I advocating it? Absolutely not. But it's unfair to them, and they're...
$300 games?
Yeah.
So what you do, just turn a blind eye kind of thing?
I know, it's a double standard.
not in my country.
I mean, I just, like I said, I don't care. You know, just leave me the hell out of it.
Now we're going to do the tweets.
Did you lose it?
I'm trying to figure out where it started.
I lost it.
Shut up. I did the Diz Loudboy that said he was listening to the show that made me want to podcast.
Don't they have a time frame when they tweeted?
Don't you have a time frame when you shut up?
All right.
Okay, here we go. H Dogger. One of you is Batman. One of you is Doctor Who. One is Spider-Man, and one is Master Chief. And at least one has to be the Toilet-Nator.
What?
Pick.
Who's the Toilet-Nator?
Johnny's not here.
Gotcha.
Plus all his right. name also means toilet.
This is true.
Doctor Who.
You want to be Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
No, are you going to be Spider-Man? Yeah, then I'm going to be Batman.
Of course I know. That's why I didn't choose him.
That's right.
So well, I guess me and Wombat are just me and Wombat.
No, one of you is Master Chief.
Oh. You can be Master Chief because I hate that guy.
Wow. I thought you would have been a perfect
I don't
Master
hate
Chief.
You.
Well, he's Master Chief, so now you hate him.
That's no. That's why I call him Master Chief. I don't care.
You want to be 7 feet tall and pale. And super.
I'm super.
And the next question, Che Marungo says, out of all the games coming out this year, which one do you guys think is the most chance to slip to next year?
Mass Effect 3.
That's my choice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3.
It's also the one that I hope most doesn't slip to next year, which is somewhat disappointing.
Alright. H-Dogger replied to that and said Gears, the Halo CE remake, or Skyrim. Skyrim's another one.
Yeah, that could slip.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's going to come out.
Have you seen the screens of that, by the way?
Yeah, I saw the game.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks great.
I highly doubt Gears will slip.
No, Gears won't slip. Gears is Microsoft's only hardcore game this year.
No doubt.
Key134 says, okay, Dark Souls. How do they improve on Demon Souls? I can only think of one thing. Make a story I give a shit about.
All right.
Cool.
I think a lot of people would say make it easier.
That's what makes that's what makes Demon's Souls so awesome.
That's the appeal.
I'm aware.
I would say give it deeper online multiplayer elements.
Give me save anywhere.
That would make it easier.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I tried.
You can save anywhere in the Nexus.
Anyway, fuck he also Nexus. Says. Oh, and one more thing. Pokemon!
Pokemon! With the Pokemon and the Pokemon.
It's been a while since we've heard that.
It has.
We'll play Pokemon. This loud boy has one. Here you go. This should be interesting. Chop your nuts off to save a loved one. Or keep your nuts and find a new love to use your nuts.
Option B.
Yeah.
They're expendable. My balls aren't.
Wow. Wow. I think Yikes. The married guys are going to go for option A.
Yeah, we'll go, off,
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm gonna go for option A.
Considering I already did that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just clarify, right. You didn't have them chopped off.
If anybody's listening to this and think that I actually physically had them guillotined.
And a little ball guillotine?
Yeah, a little ball guillotine. Then they should have been sending me, like, flowers and all kinds of get-well cards. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, the crowds aren't as big for the ball guillotine.
No.
See, like, you receive a card that says, sorry for your loss of Twinkie and Blinky.
Twinkie and Blinky.
Winky.
Oh, I
he said Winky.
Christ sakes, don't move when that happens, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we got the dick.
He might slip up and, not that doesn't make you nervous
come
anyway.
Come on, now let's
getting down there with a scalpel. Like, hey, how you doing?
Jesus. All right.
How you doing, eh?
I hope your doctor wasn't drinking. Anyway, so there you go. The Iraqi gamer says, awesome, I already sent you guys a message, so all I want to say is you guys doing great job. All I want to say is what's up for everyone.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Which I forgot. I do have a question in my email from him. I need to pull this up. So, well, let me finish the tweets, though. Who finished Metal Gear Solid? This comes from IFHD. Who finished Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker? How was the co-op? Who played Ico or Shadow of the Colossus?
I finished Peace Walker. The co-op is actually really good. I played Shadow of the Colossus, and I did not play Ico.
I played Ico and Shadow of the Colossus.
I have Shadow played. Of the Colossus was awesome, and yes, Ico was not that awesome.
I liked Ico.
Ico was not awesome.
Oh, you're not awesome.
I am awesome.
Not.
No, it.
Hey, Drew, put your cookies away.
That's
Ico
not
was
me.
Good. Ico was good, but not as good as Shadow of the Colossus, in my opinion.
Shadow of the Colossus was awesome, as long as like you didn't have to fight with the controls, which you did a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. Last tweet from DizLowboy916. Gabe Newell shows up at the doorstep with a cat, uh-oh, with a cat and a plunger. What do you do?
Don't let him in.
Lock the door and dial 911.
I
hide the children.
I hide my food.
Yeah, I hate to see the cat.
The first thing I would probably say would be, Gabe, I thought you had two cats.
That's what the plunger's for.
Exactly.
Nasty. There's also a gerbil.
Uh-oh.
What is this, Richard Gere or Gabe Newell?
It doesn't matter. One of them's for pleasure, one of them's for substance. You know, it don't matter.
Substance.
Sustenance?
Whatever.
I think that's the word he was looking for, yes.
Really? You're gonna question my words?
Yeah.
Anyway. The Iraqi Gamer sent me an email. Questions for episode number 187. I have questions for you guys. I hope I got the answer all from all of you. First one is, why the 3DO and the Sega Saturn died?
Part of the Saturn's downfall was that it was much better at doing 2D than the PlayStation, but not as good at doing 3D, and the gaming community pretty much moved to 3D. Right around that time period, so that didn't help.
Well, they also just released it, like, they announced Friday they were releasing it Saturday.
Oh, yeah. There was that, too.
Yep. Hey, guess what's coming out tomorrow?
Hey, guys, by the way, the Saturn's coming out tomorrow, which is basically exactly how it went down.
Oh, that was great. It was in the summertime, too, which was hilarious.
Yep. It was at E3, wasn't it? They announced it at E3 that it was coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, basically, yeah, which is awesome. Second one, with revealing of Uncharted 3 and the PSP 2 and PSP phone, what do you guys think about Sony? What they have left in next E3, except The Agent and The Last Guardian?
That's a good question. I'm sure they've got some stuff up their sleeve. Yeah.
I think their big announcements will be the functionality features of those items.
Well, yeah. We'll see. Yeah, definitely that at E3, so...
We'll see a lot more NGP.
Did they really announce the phone?
It's pretty much announced, yeah.
Okay.
And the third one is, do you guys think that Microsoft will launch a new console next year after spending this year with Kinect?
No.
I certainly hope not.
Yep.
My prediction is, and I've said it on Rage Quit before, but I believe that in 2013, E3 2013, we will hear from both Sony and Microsoft that they are working on a new console, and we won't see it till 2014.
If there is a 2013.
Oh, stop it.
Marty McFly's been to 2015. There will be a 2015.
But he's not real.
He is in my eyes.
Yeah, well. In my heart.
No, but I agree. I don't think we'll see anything until 2013.
And his last thing is I'd like to put something in every last message called "Did you guys know?" It's just a situation that I've been experienced before here in Iraq. Did you guys know how much the PlayStation will cost you in 1994 in Iraq? And I know the answer, but I have to let you guys choose. What do you think it cost in 1994?
In dollars in Iraq.
Wow.
800.
You are wrong.
2,000.
You are wrong.
600.
You are wrong. It's $1,400.
Oh my close. God!
My God!
With the PlayStation 1?
PlayStation 1.
Jesus.
In 1994.
In 1994.
And that's why you pirate shit.
Yep. I've had it.
Lord, that's man. Terrible, you knuckleheads.
Wow.
Everybody get on the ship.
That is terrible. That's
Jesus, Jason.
All aboard.
All aboard the pirate ship.
Lando.
Butho.
Oh, come on.
You got to edit that.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that is all of the questions and tweets that I have for this week. So, we have a review, apparently.
Yeah, we have an iTunes review.
Oh, yes.
And it's a little deceptive. It's a 5-star review, but it's bad.
Oh, uh-oh. I love these.
All right. Ah, crap. Hang on. It's from... Wow. NY... Oh, New York is for lovers. NY is for lovers. 5. This must be the worst podcast on iTunes. All the hosts have no idea what they're talking about half the time, and I will highlight all the hosts and their problems one by one.
Yes. Sweet. Yes.
He's my favorite.
Gambus. All he talks about is his love for Tron and clucks like a chicken when he's not talking about terrible JRPGs no one cares about.
Oh.
That's surprisingly accurate.
Zero tolerance. Always has to mention 5 guys every episode.
I didn't do it this episode.
You could just tell he podcasts in his underwear while wearing a Batman mask, and he always picks on the guy that clucks like a chicken about his fondling.
Surprisingly accurate again.
Again, surprisingly accurate.
Here's a really accurate one. Frustrated Fury is a huge PS3 fanboy. All he talks about is his trophies and seems to watch his roommate play video games more than he actually plays them. This is true. We only have one TV.
Oh, Christ.
The guy that talks funny. All he talks about is tea and crumpets along with discussing how much games weigh instead of telling me how much he actually paid for them.
Oh, my ignorant God.
That's awesome.
All right, Wombat. What the hell kind of a name is Wombat? Is he really hairy? Anyways,
yes.
All he does is talk about old games like Pong and Pac-Man.
That's his most recent.
Yeah, that's my current fondling, huh?
And finally...
Oh, this ought to be good.
Killer Wolverine. The only one worth listening to. He makes very intelligent and insightful remarks.
Wow.
Just him.
That's a load of shit.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's my favorite review ever.
So that's that just proves that Killer Wolverine wrote this fucking review.
That is easily my favorite review ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be a rebuttal next week.
I'm pretty sure this person likes this and they just wanted to hear us say it.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, and it was actually, the review was called Barely Tolerable.
But yet we got 5 stars.
Yeah, 5 stars.
That's all it counts.
Imagine if we'd have been good.
Yep. No doubt.
We're a bunch of fanboys that talk about old games, and but he loves us.
Anyway, so Gambus, you got some shout outs. I heard you got ripped last week because you forgot one.
Oh.
Shame on you.
Yeah,
you better make sure that one's first this time.
Yeah, you better do that first and prominent.
Give a very special shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast with the host Shanghai 6.
Sorry, Shanghai 6. We tried to tell him last week that he had forgot you, and he kept saying over and over again, I'm not giving him a shout-out.
Oh, Gambus.
It was almost like, I don't know, it was almost nasty the way he said it. I didn't think it was called for, to be honest, but...
But he said douchebag, didn't he? He said douchebag.
But I mean, Gambus signs my paychecks, so...
Gambus gives out paychecks? How come I didn't know about this?
Nobody tells you anything.
I'm aware. Somehow I'm the host and I don't know shit.
You're just that guy.
I'm just that guy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the celebrity status that Gambus has.
Does anybody in the world?
No.
Very few people. Ashton Kutcher, and that's about it.
That's about it, huh?
That's about it.
Yeah. Right. We had a holiday when Gambus got married.
We did.
Hell freezing over day.
Well, he is Canadian royalty, so it's
yes, he is Canadian royalty.
Oh, how can you not love Jason?
Well, I'm not loving him right now because he's wasting my time not doing the shout out.
Oh,
I gotta go, fellas.
Finish it up, Gambus.
Okay, shout out to All Gen Gamer Podcast. Shout out to Ink and Deadly Podcast. The Red Sun Gamer Podcast, The Outcast, and that'll be it.
All right.
I have a shout out.
Okay, you shout out.
To our special correspondent, Scorched Angel, Jeff Borsick, on his 21st birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Go get your drink on.
I'm sure he did, because it was a couple days ago.
Whew. Sure he's probably still hungover.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so that
or in jail.
Same as always, make sure you hit us up on the Twitter at N4G Podcast, individually at ZTGD, at GambusCon, at Killer Wolverine, at WombatRP, and at DML Fury. What?
No.
I'm sorry, it's R Wombold. I'm sorry.
No.
You got too many.
I just need to go ahead and change it.
Yeah, you need, like, you got different names for everything.
No.
Making it difficult.
Well, forgive me for actually wanting to be a little bit original.
You're a part of a show that has fans. You can't confuse them.
We don't have any fans.
Anyway, give us reviews on iTunes as well. Pop in the question thread.
No.
Leave us some questions. Email us some questions if you'd like.
No.
You can do that too.
No.
And that's it, unless anybody else has anything else.
No.
No.
Okay, we understand that you don't have anything else, Killer Wolverine.
No.
Okay. So, Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind as to end this pirate ship cruise.
No.
Epic fail.
Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.